Hello everyone, welcome to a new episode of Trubo Podcast. I am Akinola Ologunde, your co-host. Thank you so much for joining us on another episode to fans, friends, and fellow subscribers. We have a lot planned for today. Let's get to it. Today's episode, we will be talking about the notable transfers of the summer transfer window so far and the love triangle that is currently going on that involves Kylian Mbappe of Paris Saint-Germain, the French striker. Let's get to it. Several transfers have been concluded so far, with big clubs noticeably wanting, always liking to complete their business early before preseason starts, so the new players get time to do preseason training with their new colleagues, get to know their new fellow colleagues, and also give the coach time to bed in systems and tactical instructions early. We will be outlining some of the transfers that have notable ones so far. Hundreds of transfers have been completed, so we'll be going about outlining a few ones in the order of like how expensive they are. So the first and foremost will be Declan Rice, the England midfielder from West Ham to Arsenal. This is the big story of the summer so far. Declan Rice is on the verge. There has still been no official announcement yet. He's on the verge of completing his transfer, the million pounds transfer, from West Ham in the English Premier League to Arsenal, the runners-up of the English Premier League from last season. The transfer will cost a whopping £105 million total, 100 million guaranteed and 5 million in add-ons. Medicals were scheduled for last Friday and we're still waiting official confirmation from both clubs regarding the move. The exact structure of the fee is still unknown. With a transfer of this side, no club is going to willingly hand you over 100 million in one go. They're usually structured over several installments. Or in regards to the transfer of this of Declan Rice, the amount of installment is currently relatively unknown at this time, but West Ham are guaranteed to receive £100 million from the sale of Declan Rice to Arsenal. And the further £5 million in add-ons, what would trigger the add-ons? Usually, things like winning the Premier League usually trigger add-ons. Things like winning the Champions League usually trigger add-ons. But in the case of this deal, it's currently unknown. More often than not, it stays unknown. But there have been cases whereby add-ons have been triggered and we know the details of what the add-ons will be well ahead of time. The player contract length and also the salary is also relatively unknown at this time, but we can always guess for at least your standard 5-year contract will be offered and signed, and we can make an educated guess for what he will be earning on a weekly wage from moving from West Ham to Arsenal. And it's safe to say anything in the upwards of £250,000 per week is a safe bet to make. So that is that for the transfer of Declan Rice from West Ham to Arsenal. Next, we're gonna move to another transfer that also involves Arsenal and another Premier League club. Kai Havertz, the former Chelsea striker / attacking midfielder / midfielder / winger, completed his move from Chelsea, from the west side of London, to Arsenal, the north side of London. The fee, the total transfer package is reportedly worth up to £65 million. It will be on a whopping long-term contract as well, with earnings around £325,000 a week, significantly increasing what he was previously earning at Chelsea. At Chelsea, it was one of the highest, it was the highest earner, well, before the arrival of Romelu Lukaku. But that is getting a significant pay bump by moving to Arsenal. Moving on to the next transfer, this is another Chelsea transfer dealing with another club. Mason Mount, the academy player for Chelsea and two times player of the year for Chelsea, has also secured a move to Manchester United as well. This transfer was completed early last week in a deal that will be worth up to £60 million. Mount is also going to be the brand new number 7 for Manchester United. This deal, in regards to the salary, is going to be earning a base salary of reportedly about £250,000, rising up to a potential £300,000. And I'm also earning a significant amount due to image rights, because Manchester United will be heavily using this player in their commercial efforts. And it's safe to say this deal could be seen in the same lens as the way Manchester United marketed David Beckham when he was at the club. Mason Mount is an England international, a mainstay in the England team, Champions League winner, Club World Cup winner. He is going to be heavily marketed by Manchester United. Another transfer will be the Mateo Kovacic from Chelsea to Manchester City. This was completed in the early days of the British transfer window, which is like early to mid-June. And the fee reported will be £25 million, with a further £5 million in add-ons. It could be seen as a Gundogan replacement, with the German having completed a free transfer to Barcelona. The last transfer that we'll be talking about is the transfer of Christopher Nkunku from RB Leipzig to Chelsea. After almost a year of transfer guru having given the famous "Here we go" proclamation, Christopher Nkunku is officially a Chelsea player. Chelsea secured a signature from German side RB Leipzig with a reported fee of £54 million and also beat away the advances of Bayern Munich to secure the player. He signed a 6-year contract with the club. Salary terms are currently unknown at this time, but it's also expected to follow the new Chelsea trend of highly incentivized contracts. We'll take a quick break, and after the break, we'll talk about the love triangle that currently involves Kylian Mbappe. See you soon. Kylian Mbappe is currently in a contract dispute with his club, Paris Saint-Germain. Earlier in the month, well, early last month, Kylian Mbappe wrote a letter. Unfortunately, the letter got out on the press before the letter was officially passed to his club, Paris Saint-Germain. In the letter that he wrote, he stated that he would not be signing a new contract with Paris Saint-Germain, and he wants to honor the remaining length of his contract. Currently, he signed a 3-year deal, and that he has entered into the last year of that 3-year deal starting this June. So by so doing, Kylian Mbappe wanted to leave PSG on a free transfer next summer. Paris Saint-Germain were suitably shocked. They thought everything was fine. They thought that no issue to be concerned about. They were working on a new contract for him that would even give him more pay and all the other rest. But with the latest move by Kylian Mbappe, it has become accurately clear that he doesn't want to stay at PSG past his current deal, and he would not be signing a new contract, and then maybe they'll move him on next summer. And that necessitated that PSG sell him this summer, or else he'll be walking away for free next summer. For a player of Mbappe's caliber, and for a team of Paris Saint-Germain caliber, it will be absolutely irresponsible for Paris Saint-Germain to let a player that would command the highest transfer fee in the market walk away for free. I have to give props to the Paris Saint-Germain president, chairman, Nasser Al-Khelaifi. Please do some research, check what has been saying in the media ever since this saga started. He has been very straightforward, very fair, and there has been no mincing word. He has been very, 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 very strong in his opinions and in his utterances. He has completely said that it is either Kylian Mbappe signs a new contract or he leaves, signs a new contract this summer or he leaves this summer. There will be absolutely no way that Paris Saint-Germain will allow a player of Mbappe's caliber to walk away for free. So, like I said, this is a love triangle. Mbappe on one side, Paris Saint-Germain on one side. Who is the other side, you might be asking? Well, it's the open secret of the football world that Real Madrid wants to sign Kylian Mbappe. Absolutely, it's going to be a lot cheaper if they sign him on a free transfer. But PSG have been very, very adamant that this would not happen. That if Real Madrid does not put a suitable offer on the table, they are very, very, very inclined in selling to other interested parties. Who are the other interested parties, you might be asking? Looking at the current football climate, the current football finances, the only other interested party that will be able to afford Kylian Mbappe an enormous transfer fee and his enormous contract would be English Premier League teams. And even at that would still be a very, very, very relatively few number. So Man City, definitely. Manchester United, definitely. Chelsea, definitely. Liverpool, maybe Liverpool have been known, like, if Liverpool wants a player and it costs a lot, Liverpool have been known to splash the cash every once in a while. You might also include Arsenal with the business that they also have concluded this summer. So all in all, if not for Real Madrid, only other five teams in the world will be able to afford to sign Kylian Mbappe. And I also believe that in his last press statement, the PSG president also stated, put a deadline for this to happen. He put a deadline for Mbappe to make a decision of either he signs a new contract or he will be put on the transfer market. This is shaping up to be a soap opera for the summer window, and we here at the True Ball Podcast, we will definitely be doing our best to bring you the news and other updates for this tantalizing story when it happens.
Thanks, everyone. That's all we have for today's episode of the True Ball Podcast. Production, editing, and fact-checking were done by Akinola Abidemi Ologunde. Audio engineering and graphic design were done by Akinola Abidemi Ologunde. Please join us again on the next episode as we continue with a deep dive on football news, updates, rumors, and analysis. Please make sure to subscribe to the True Ball Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcast, Pandora, TuneIn Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Please share the show with anyone you think might benefit from it. And for questions, comments, suggestions, or contributions to our fun segments, please send an email to trueball10@gmail.com. Once again, trueball10@gmail.com. And please don't forget to leave a review for the podcast and rate us on whatever podcast platform. The more you rate, the more the podcast will be able to grow, and the more we'll be able to, in the future, invite notable guests to come on the platform. Thank you so much for your time. See you on the next episode. Bye for now.